Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. President Trump's string of tweets yesterday barring transgender people from serving in the U.S. military unleashed a furious response from the LGBT community and from a lot of others. But it's also caused confusion as the White House and the Pentagon have been unable to say exactly whom the policy affects or even how it will work. The president, though, explained his decision in part, pointing to what he called the burden and tremendous medical costs transgender military personnel would create. Gender transition surgeries are not typically covered by the military, although the Obama administration had laid the groundwork for it. Both a RAND analysis and a study in the New England Journal of Medicine estimated that the annual costs could range from $2.4 million to $8 million. And as for that tremendous medical cost, as it was widely pointed out on social media yesterday, that's about one-tenth of the $84 million the military spends every year on Viagra and other medications for erectile dysfunction. Dr. Jennifer Conti is an OBGYN physician and clinical assistant professor in obstetrics and gynecology at Stanford University. She works with transgender veterans through Stanford. It's nice to have you back on the show, Dr. Conti.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
President Trump, as I said, cited those exorbitant costs that transgender people would bring to the military as part of his reasons for his ban yesterday. What was your reaction?
My immediate reaction was that this is fake news. This is what the fake news he's been talking about. The military doesn't even cover transgender transition treatment or confirmation surgery, so this makes no sense at all.
What about veterans after they get out of the military?
It's a little bit different. I'm not quite sure of the details about how the military takes care of the veterans once they leave the military, but what I can say is that using tweets to suggest that the cost of transgender healthcare is justification for discrimination is not. It's not justification for discrimination.
Well, let's talk about those costs more broadly and put them into some context. You're a surgeon. You've got lots of colleagues who deal with other areas of medicine, internal medicine, primary care. How do the costs of gender reassignment and other health issues that transgender people confront stack up to, say, the cost of alcohol abuse or cigarette smoking in the population that you see?
Well, I think the numbers that you cited earlier are correct. You know, we have good data that show that when you look at the cost of caring for transgender individuals, whether they're veterans or not, it's really a negligible cost compared to the medical conditions that truly affect, you know, the majority of Americans: alcoholism, diabetes care, hypertension, as you mentioned, treatment of erectile dysfunction. So it's negligible.
So just a small cost. And it sounds like that justification, Dr. Conti, really, it sounds like it kind of made you mad a little bit.
Oh, no, I mean, absolutely. I think that, Trump is pandering basically to his base, and he's doing it at the expense of transgender individuals. I can tell you that I provide gender confirmation surgery and I care for transgender people, including veterans. And the relief that they feel afterwards is indescribable. I can think of one man in particular who woke up after surgery and he was crying. He was saying that for years, decades of his life, he's been trying to feel like he's in the correct body. And it wasn't until now that he finally feels like a human.
So talk about that outcome in that case, and I'm sure you have many, many others like it, in terms of medical necessity. A lot of people would point to gender confirmation or gender reassignment, say it's fine if somebody wants to do that. It's just not medically necessary. It's not something that the government, much less the military, should be covering or condoning.
Right. So I disagree. I think that there's enormous medical and psychological consequences that stem from being forced to live in the wrong body. And it's too simple, and you can't just say this is something that's elective, especially if you haven't been personally forced to do that, to walk through those you know, the steps of these people and feel like you're living in the wrong body. It's not true.
So when you evaluate a patient like that, a transgender person who's seeking gender confirmation, and you evaluate them along with all the other doctors on your team and in your hospitals, can you put it in context of the other things the other doctors would be looking at, say, I don't know, their heart disease, their blood pressure, their overall mental health? How does it fit into the patient's overall health picture?
And that's a hard question to answer. It's compounded, right? So if you have spent your whole life feeling like you're in the wrong body, of course that's going to have effects on your health, whether it's, you know, medical conditions like maybe high blood pressure, anxiety, depression, you know, psychological effects. I don't think that you can piece point and pull that out and really compare it. And I think that's because this is, this is a portion of healthcare just like any other medical condition.
And before we let you go, Dr. Jennifer Conti, what did you hear around the hospital? Did you talk to any of your patients after the president's announcement yesterday and get their reaction?
Yeah, I spoke with a transgender man yesterday. I asked him, you know, did you hear what Trump said? What are you thinking about this? And he got angry. He said, there's never been a president until now who has affected my life so much. And he was furious.
Dr. Jennifer Conti, OBGYN physician and clinical assistant professor at Stanford, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much.
Well, we've been asking you, do you support President Trump's ban on transgender service members? We put that question out to you on Twitter, and nearly 1,000 of you have already voted in our poll. It's pretty close, but we still want to hear from you. Head to Twitter and take our poll today and follow us at The Takeaway.
My name is Mike. I'm calling from Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. These assumptions that somebody's going to get kicked out of the military after serving 18 years is ludicrous. As long as the person doesn't want to have the military pay for this operation and procedures, then I feel confident that there won't be any problem for anyone. So it seems like a perfectly reasonable policy.
My name is Caroline Farr. I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware. I listen to lots and lots of people call in horrified by the transgender issue, which is bad, but it means that all those people aren't calling in about healthcare and collusion.
Your calls on President Trump's decision to ban transgender people from the military. You can ask me anything on Twitter. I try to read those tweets. I always do my best to respond back to you personally. I'm at Todd Zwillick.
The Takeaway is supported by the Arkansas Economic Development Commission and the state committed to acting quickly and decisively on corporate interests. Learn more about how Arkansas works for businesses at arkansasedc.com.